deepened and clarified our understanding of indulgences. Paul the Sixth. What is the church's teaching, therefore, on it, which have everything to do with the 10th article of the Creed? As I'm sure you know, for centuries, to about the 8th or 9th century of the Christian era, there were what were called canonical penances imposed by the church on those who had sinned and gone to confession. And they were severe penances. For example, the sin of adultery could mean 7 years of fasting every day. Or it could mean, and the person might be from the northern tip of Scotland. And by the way, the most severe canonical penances of which we have historical record were those in Ireland after St. Patrick. A penance that a priest could give, like, say, fornication, certainly adultery, and abortion. A pilgrimage to the Holy Land. And that's centuries before. I don't see the automobile or the train. That meant, using an animal or walking. And it could mean, and I mean it, it could mean walking. Not, of course, walking day or night, 1,000 or more miles. What then did the church do? The church then granted, and get the word, a mitigation of those severe canonical penances. Now, there are two verbs in Latin for to mitigate. They are mitigare et indulgere. The word indulgence means a mitigation, a lessening of the severity of those extraordinary canonical penances imposed for centuries on the faithful when they confessed their sins, especially grave sins. What is the present teaching of the church on indulgences? First, that a plenary indulgence can be gained only once a day. Partial indulgences can be gained many times a day. What is the essence of an indulgence? The essence of an indulgence is the removal, hear it, of the temporal punishment due to forgiven sins. Say that again. Indulgence means the removal of the temporal punishment due to forgiven sins. Forgiven how? Forgiven as to guilt. But still, temporal punishment, meaning suffering. Suffering either in this world or the world to come. Then a plenary indulgence means the removal of all the temporal punishment due to forgiven sins. Partial means a partial remission. In other words, if my sins had deserved severe pain, and that's the meaning, pain, that's spelled P-A-I-N. Indulgence is therefore properly gained, mitigate. First of all, the severe canonical penances imposed in the early church, and they relieve more or less of the debt that every one of you and myself owe a just God for having sinned. We are all in debt. I hope I'm clear. What's the debt? We owe pain. We owe suffering to God. All I can tell you, once you understand your faith, I assure you, your life changes. What then, my closing recommendation for this meditation? In all the indulgences you can, and to gain a plea to the indulgence, hear it. Only once a day. What are the conditions? First, of course, to fulfill whatever, either practice or prayer, is required. Secondly, to have gone to confession and received Holy Communion at least within 8 days, either before or after the indulgence is to be gained. What is that telling us? That's telling us, if you want to gain plenary indulgence, you've got no choice. You must go to confession at least every 2 weeks, right? 8 days before or 8 days after. Thirdly, and here's the big one, to gain a plenary indulgence, the removal of all the debt of pain that we owe God for our past sins, we must be sincerely detached from all proximate occasions to sin. Say that again. To gain a plenary indulgence, we must be sincerely detached, be willing, ready to give up what we know from experience is an occasion of sin for me. What kind of sin? Any sin. Once more, any sin. What I know is an occasion of sin for me. If I want to gain a plenary indulgence, and the Pope, Paul VI, in making this declaration, spoke, as he intended, with infallible certitude. We must be willing to give up or sacrifice, no matter what the creature may be, that we know from experience is an occasion of sin for me. And the assurance of gaining the plenitude of a plenary indulgence is finally, and need I say, mainly dependent on my willingness to give up what I know before God is an occasion of sin for me. Lord Jesus, we beg you to enable us to understand what we believe when we believe in the forgiveness of sins, but especially, dear Lord, to see that having sinned in the past, we should be more holy than we would ever have been, except that we now have the rest of our lives to expiate the wrong we've done against your divine majesty. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.